Our Bible reading now for this morning. Oh, it's Debbie Grace. Oh, sorry. Well, okay, sorry. So.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Childhood church, I had such trouble reading our Bible reading today. It was from the old King James version of the Bible, and I could never manage where moth and rust doth corrupt. I always struggled with that, but it really is an amazing verse for us to think about. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Yeah, something we're very aware of these days, I think, because life has become so materialistic. Some of us, like myself, children after the war, knew how precious new things were because we just didn't have them at all. We had old things which had been passed on from our older cousins, pre-war things. And I remember when I was five and I had my first really new book, and I really treasured that. I've still got it now, and it's a bit worn out because I just carried it everywhere with me. But today it just seems to be the norm to rush out and buy the latest thing all the time, the newest thing. So, treasures on earth. And from ancient times, status has always been shown by possessions. Royalty have palaces and gold, and the poor have hovels and rags. Some of us in our youth might have sung the verse of all things bright and beautiful, the rich man in his castle, the poor man at his gate. But it's in the nature of humanity to better themselves by the material goods they gain. And this is what we have to beware of. In general, earthly treasures include money and possessions. Earthly treasures are things you can touch. Cars, phones, computers. And for many people, status is shown by the best you can buy. The latest iPhone, the BMW, the biggest TV screen. Earthly treasures are also things you can't touch. Online banking, Bitcoin. Jesus did not say you can't own these things. He did say, above all, you must treasure him. This was the driving force behind Jesus coming to earth as a man, as the Son of God. He wanted to restore our relationship with God. He wanted us to know that we are God's sons and daughters. In living for Christ, the greatest challenges we face are money and possessions, for there's a direct correlation between how we handle money and possessions and how we act in our Christian lives. God wants us to enjoy what we have, but at the same time have a heart for giving. We all have the choice to worship wealth or to worship God. Matthew, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Matthew 6, verse 24. As a Franciscan, I've made 10 promises which I renew annually. Over the years, they've changed as my vocation, age, and health have changed. But one promise, which I will share with you now, is that I will live simply and give a certain proportion of my time and possessions to those in need, both materially and spiritually. I'll just pause for a moment to read from my Franciscan handbook. And I'm not saying I'm a monk or a nun, but I'm a member of the Third Order, and we live our lives out in society. So we have various aims. And the third aim, the first Christians surrendered completely to our Lord and recklessly gave all they had, offering the world a new vision of society in which a fresh attitude was taken towards material possessions. This vision was renewed by St. Francis when he chose Lady Poverty as his bride, desiring that all barriers set up by privilege based on wealth should be overcome by love. This is the inspiration for the third aim of the society, to live simply. Although we possess property and earn money to support ourselves and our families, we show ourselves true followers of Christ and of St. Francis by our readiness to live simply and to share with others. We recognise that some of our members may be called to a literal following of St. Francis in a life of extreme simplicity. All of us, however, accept that we avoid luxury and waste and regard our possessions as being held in trust for God. So that is one of the guiding principles of my life. This doesn't mean that I have to relinquish all that makes my life easier. And being married to and sharing property with a man who declares himself to be an atheist does not aid my situation. It does mean that I do not let material possessions dominate my life, and that I try to be constantly aware of the needs of others. Being human, I often fail. Now I want to consider treasures in heaven. Some who follow the Bible teaching may think that this only refers to tithing, giving a tenth of one's income. Indeed, this is emphasized several times in the Bible. Jesus encourages his followers to sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will also be. And that's Luke 12. And Jesus asked the people to give to others who cannot repay them. Again in Luke. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Luke 14. But there is more to laying up treasures in heaven than giving away our money and possessions. It also includes living for God's glory and for the good of others. Here are some of the ways highlighted in the Bible. Faithfully enduring persecution. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Loving your enemies. I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And praying in secret. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. That's from Matthew 6. So, if we are to lay up treasures in heaven, we are called to live and love like Jesus. We will be eternally rewarded when we give, we pray and fast in private, we forgive someone, we share the gospel, we love our enemies, we endure insults and persecutions. On the one hand, when the world is your desire, you'll be committed to storing up earthly treasures. On the other hand, when Jesus is your treasure, you'll devote your life to live his glory and the good of others. In Proverbs, we read, "Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death." Proverbs 11:4. Let us pray. Lord,